And lest you think NorTech is just about a sound, here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco on the look of NorTech.
Tijuana, cool. The city's reputation is for tacky souvenirs and sleaze. As musician Manu Chao put it, welcome to Tijuana, sexo, tequila, marijuana. In the perpetual spring break atmosphere of the Avenida Revolucion, American teens party in the loud, thumping dance clubs of TJ. Industrial maquiladora factories spit out cheap electronics. Immigrants try to smuggle themselves past the militarized border. Rival drug smugglers gun each other down, Wild West style. The NorTech aesthetic is a wink at all that is Tijuana, down to the roadside donkeys painted with stripes to look like zebras. What used to be tourist ridiculous becomes, in this new context, space-age chic, if you take the NorTech attitude, ¿y qué? What of it? The NorTech Lounge Don Lupe, for example, is an oasis of postmodern alternative border hipness. You can sit on geometric patterned sofas made of the same colorful vinyl used to upholster Tijuana's ubiquitous taxi cabs. On display are figurines fashioned out of used auto parts, the little muffler men you see advertising car repair stands in the city's crowded streets. Graphic artist Fritz Torres came up with the NorTech logo, a pistol-packing cartoon image of a combination drug lord and narco cop wearing a marijuana t-shirt. NorTech fashion designer Marcela Guadiana has created what she dubbed trans-border pants with hidden pockets for money and passports needed to clear customs. Her husband, Raul Cárdenas, showcases NorTech architecture with blueprints of Tijuana's ramshackle shantytowns as compact modular units, what he calls emergency architecture. Their studio, Toro Lab, is a creative ant farm for visual artists reminiscent of Andy Warhol's factory. The NorTech look they create is cool, a Tex-Mex cut-and-paste style for the 21st century.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco with her take on NorTech.